Good morning. It's time for the Front Porch here on Missionary Radio. Of course, across the way, Ken Cummins. And I'm Brian Marshall, Sidebottom the First.
Only on Thursdays or all through your life?
Might as well just make it all through my life.
Okay.
You know, I'm having more people call me that. So.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Maybe you go down the streets of Elk and there comes the first.
That's right. It's catching on.
Well, kind of, I hope it doesn't catch on like a bad sore or something like that.
I hope not.
Oh,
I do not like sores.
I don't either. Good morning to you. It's 59 degrees on the way to, 80-something today? 79 today.
Yeah, not 79.
Bad. Oh, it's going to roll to 80. You can promise that. If it gets that close, it'll roll over to 80. But it's nice.
Yeah.
And no rain in the forecast until about Saturday, right?
That's what they're saying, and I know some of the stuff I've been noticing on FB, which is Facebook, saying some of the storms could be bad, but, you know, who knows?
Well, it gives you something to talk about.
Well, it does. It gives you something to...
You know what else to talk about? You talk about the weather.
That's it, if nothing else.
Nothing else.
Talk about the weather.
Well, as Christians, we have a whole lot to talk about.
We do.
We have the our relationship with the Lord Jesus. And speaking of Facebook, you went back to that. It just kind of triggered me in. Facebook is like anything else. Either use it for the good or the bad.
That's true.
And unfortunately, there's just a lot of junk on there.
Right.
But thankfully, unlike you can program it yourself. In other words, you can just skip right on by it. You can hide some posts. You can hide people, and they'll never know it.
That's
and
right.
Pause them for 30 days. And I'm sure I get paused for a lot of 30 days myself. But if I see something that's just absolutely crazy, and not necessarily that goes against I'm willing to listen to other people's ideas, but when they get way away from biblical values, I'm done with them.
Time to move on.
Yeah, because you cannot reason with people on Facebook. You ever tried it?
You cannot.
I do not. And someone, I saw a post earlier today, that someone was just, in who I respect, was trying to bring people in to comment, and is almost like, well, your silence is indicating that you just don't think this is awful. No, my silence indicates that I'm not going to discuss that on Facebook.
That's it.
But face-to-face, be glad to talk to you about it.
Yeah.
Or in a group panel, I'd be glad to talk to you about it. But on social media, I don't think so.
I think when you start, sending back stuff, that's when
you get gained on. It's kind of like people, social media bullies.
Yes. I mean, they're on there just ready to boom, you know, and you're like, no, wait a minute. I've noticed a lot of times I have stuff, all typed out, looks really good. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to repost it. And the Lord says, don't do it.
Well, then don't.
And I don't do it.
Then don't.
So.
I have eased away from political posting.
Yeah,
because of that very reason. But my political views are strong. It's like most people's are. And three people, for example, trying to pull you into this government shutdown. Mm-hmm. Is it a Schumer shutdown or is it a Republican shutdown? I think it's a Schumer shutdown.
Yeah.
But I will not engage that on Facebook.
Yeah, sure.
But nevertheless, there's so many things that we don't know and don't have privy to the information. For us to launch out and say something, it's mostly emotion. Mm-hmm. But one thing we're going to talk about today that's not emotion, let's get off of that subject.
Yeah.
And that is, we're going to talk about the Lord God looking at Isaiah, a very beautiful passage of Scripture, among other things, in Isaiah 40, 28 and following. And we'll look at that, and we'll talk about the strength, receiving strength from the Lord. And we'll just spend some time together encouraging one another before, as we see the day approaching, right here on Missionary Radio, your community Christian station. The What an Awesome God Carathon has come to a close at What an Awesome God We Serve. To everyone who prayed, volunteered, and gave, we want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Your generosity, your prayers, and your partnership mean the world to us. Because of your faithfulness, Missionary Radio continues to proclaim the truth that the world needs King Jesus. But maybe you meant to give and time just got away from you. Good news, it's not too late.
Every gift, large or small, still makes a lasting difference in keeping Christian Radio strong and reaching hearts every day across our region. Carathon season continues, and you can give safely and easily online at missionary.radio. Just click donate or call us at 877-885-9655. And of course, you may mail your gift to Missionary Radio, P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241. Together, let's keep declaring to a world in need what an awesome God we serve.
And good morning. Go ahead. I'm sorry there.
No, I was going to say good morning. Did I jump?
Well, then we'll both say it.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. Why don't you say it again?
Good morning.
That sounded better. Buenos dias.
There you go.
Well, we do appreciate you listening. You just heard the manager talking about what a great carathon we had. Actually, I've been asked this question,
sure,
and I want to be clear. I'll speak about it in just a few minutes. I said, well, that's the best carathon you've had in years, if not ever. That's true.
Yeah.
They said, well, then you're funded. No.
No.
It takes about almost three times that to run all these station, this missionary radio.
Yeah.
And but we have the one in the fall. Well, then you're funded with that. No.
No.
We're depending on the Lord to nudge your hearts all the way through.
Sure.
But is that a great start to help us climb out of the summer months? Yes. There's wherein the blessing came.
Yes.
And so but I am very, very thankful for the carathon. But I think that folks, when they start asking you goals and all of those things, and we don't stay on the air and just keep berating, I don't even like that term, or asking, until we're funded. If we did so, we'd probably still be talking.
True. Very true.
But here's what I want to lay out. First of all, a deep, deep thank you for such a great two days and just 3 hours of another one. Mm-hmm. And so we had some very generous people that stepped up.
Yes.
But let me just say, if you're still holding that faith pledge card and you haven't sent it in yet, it's not too late. As a matter of fact, it is a timely thing to do. And you're funding a mission operation not only here locally, but also 10% with the gifts that go to Trans World Radio. That means gifts that aren't for a designated project.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go ahead and share, just like hopefully your church does in missions. If not,
sure,
you maybe want to look at the New Testament and see if you're not giving to missions, because you're not a New Testament church if you're not supporting missions.
Yep.
But anyway, the truth of the matter is, because of your gentle, loving faithfulness, we're able to can carry on for a few more months, and we're thankful for that.
Amen.
If you haven't responded yet and you want to be a part of a station that is biblically sound, going to broadcast only things that are biblically accurate, just because a group is popular, if we find out that they're not following the mandates of Scripture, they won't be aired.
There you go.
And there are some things that coming up, I imagine Joe Barner will look at. Mm-hmm. And because we've been warned and told, and people let us know, then we'll research it and look at it.
Sure.
Does that mean that we are fundamentalists? Well, fundamental in doctrine, absolutely. And I don't hesitate to say that.
Yes.
But we are not mad about it.
Sure.
And so we just believe what the Bible says and try to be as close to it. If we mess up, well, then the Holy Spirit, I believe, will draw us back in.
Absolutely.
And show us we're in error. Now, opinions are just that.
True.
Opinions. Mm-hmm. And a lot of folks have an opinion of what they think.
Yep.
But I will see if it goes and follows the mandate of Scripture and look at it. Now, I want to ask you this. If you want to continue to get in on the carathon, we're going to keep reminding folks until probably the end of the month.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean it's over. The truth is, to be told, the prayer that we pray, give us this day our daily bread, is an everyday prayer here at Missionary Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do we focus on money? Absolutely not. We focus on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Do I make decisions that I realize that you can't keep funding them the way they're going? Yes. If they're not... if we can't continue to at a level of to do something that we're doing, we'll have to let some things go. That's just the way it is. It's just like in your business. That's at your church.
Yep.
You have to do what the Lord lays in your hands to work with. But with that being said, what a wonderful carathon. What a beautiful, awesome God time we had. Here's how to respond, and then I'm going to move on. You go to missionary.radio. You click donate, and from there you can fill out the faith pledge form, and all gifts matter. We've had anywhere from $5 all the way to thousands this time.
Yes.
And we're very, very thankful for that. And we need the more people that participate, the more better off we are.
Yes.
And so if you haven't moved from listening to giving, and now's a great time to do that. Go to missionary.radio, you click donate, and then you can fill out the faith pledge form. You can use your debit or credit card, by the way, which is safe. We do not share our information with anyone. Mm-hmm. It would just be a coincidence if by you joining up with us, you heard from somebody else. It's not us.
Yes.
You'd have to pry it out of our hands, and it doesn't happen.
There you go.
There aren't any, my mailing list, no one can touch it.
Yeah.
Besides the ones that are authorized to do it.
There you go.
And I know who they are.
I do too.
I'm one of them. Yes. Jamie is another, and then there's a couple more. That's it.
Yeah.
And I know they're not going to give it out. So you're safe on that. Email addresses, same thing. Now, we're not going to share those with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
We're just not going to do it. So you're safe by going to missionary.radio. Make your transactions there. It goes through Cornerstone Payment System, which is a Christian-based group. Mm-hmm. That's why we switched to that. A lot of ministries, we did that several years ago. That's why a lot of ministries use that.
Sure.
And we're one of them. And also, you can mail to Missionary Radio, P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville 42241. And you can call us after 8 o'clock any day. And if you don't get someone, realize that we are minimally staffed.
Yes.
And to try to hold the cost down. And so with that in mind, we could be that we're busy getting radio broadcasts ready for the
That's
air.
That's true.
But if you leave a message, promise you, someone will call you back. It most likely will be Tammy.
Sure.
And so, because she's a very gentle soul, she'll call you back.
There you
and
go.
So if you have questions, call us and she will call you back. 877-885-9655. Did I cover everything Brian Marshall sidebar in the first?
I believe you got it covered.
I don't know. You were sleeping all through that. How do you know? You kind of go, you know what you remind me of, Brother Brian?
What?
Well, you're a friend, but you know what you remind me of? Those that go out of the church building and take my hand. That was a good sermon, Pastor, and they slept through the whole thing.
I really don't know what was preached.
Yeah. You're nodding your head over there.
Like, yeah. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's one thing I'm always scared of. Don't ask me what you preach. No, I'm just joking. I just joking.
Hey, I will not ask anyone from what I preached on last Sunday.
Yeah.
Although it's a series, shouldn't be too hard.
Yeah.
They might get the overall subject.
Uh-huh.
Yep. I'm doing a series on the Holy Spirit on Sunday morning and at night, renewal of the mind. And I've been writing lots of devotions about that, as a matter of fact.
I do remember a gentleman that he used to close his eyes in church, and actually the pastor called him out.
Oh, no. I won't do that.
And after service was over, he said, "Now listen here, Pastor." He said, "I can tell you everything that you preached on," and he did. He said, "Just because my eyes are closed don't mean that I'm not listening."
It doesn't mean that, huh?
Yeah. So he was listening. He was paying attention. So,
wow.
Yeah.
He has a gift.
Yeah.
Well, changing the subject, I'm wide awake and hope you are. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 and following, very familiar reading. It says, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." I love that passage of Scripture. Mm-hmm. And let's try to put it in a little bit of context right here. He asked, have you not known, have you not heard? The people who Isaiah the prophet speaking to are asked this question in Isaiah 21, as a matter of fact. They doubted there was a God who created everything. And the ones who ask the same question as verse seem to know there's a creator but live as practical atheists. You ever heard of that term? They say they believe God, but really don't. They live as if there isn't a God, so they're really practical atheists. Mm-hmm. They don't seem to understand the fact that there's a God of all creation makes a difference in everyday life. Have you not heard? These practical atheists need to hear what they already know, that the Lord God is the creator of the ends of the earth. Mm-hmm. It didn't just happen there, Brian Marshall Sidebottom the First.
Absolutely.
They need to hear about the Creator, that he neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. Those who really believe these truths about God should live as if God is really there. Well, I believe not only is he really there, he's really here.
That's right. He's here.
All right. He gives power to the weak. After explaining all the greatness of God and the glory of God, now Isaiah explains another benefit we can receive from our God. He gives us great power. Notice who God gives power to. Who are they? The weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Those who are proud and confident in their own wisdom and strength will receive no strength from the Lord. So if you're going to be a practical atheist, you're on your own. We'll have more to say. Brian Marshall Sidebottom will come back and exegete this rest of this passage right here right here on
Missionary Radio.
The Lord says in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it.
God is active in the hearts and lives of our listening family. Thank you, family, for sharing your thoughts with us. Also, thank you for praying, for listening, and giving to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
Here are today's comments from Missionary Radio's Penned from the Heart.
From Clarksville, I thank God for all the work that goes into the radio station to honor God and spread the wonderful salvation that is given to us. I'm praying there will be a wonderful increase in support of Missionary Radio. From Pembroke, dear family in Christ, Missionary Radio is the absolute best radio station in the world. I love the front porch, all the teachings, the music, and the encouragement. I'm praying the finances will go above and beyond. Also from Clarksville, God bless you all. Keep up God's work.
Thank you for sharing what the Lord is doing through the ministry of 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio in your life.
We'd love to hear from you. Please call our testimony and penned from the heart line at 270-962-4055.
Write to us at P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241.
And online at missionary.radio.
Good morning, and of course, this is Missionary Radio, your Christian community radio station.
That's right, right where you are serving King Jesus, not piped in from Nash, Vegas, or any other part of the states. We're right here broadcasting in your community.
We're live and in color.
Well, that's it. that used to be a thing.
I know.
Yeah, I remember that as a kid when they, especially NBC, that was it, good grief.
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say, but I can't think of it either.
Yeah, I can't even. NBC, and then a wonderful world of Disney was in color. Well, moving back to the front porch, here we go. All right, now we're talking about Isaiah 40, 28 through 31, just looking at exactly what it says. But it says, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. How do we receive this strength from the Lord? We receive it as we wait on the Lord. Now, the idea behind wait on the Lord is not a passive sitting around until the Lord does something. You don't sit in the corner contemplating your navel waiting on the Lord. Yes, God gives us strength, but we don't expect it to come as if he were pouring into us as we sit passively. He brings it to us as we seek him. Mm-hmm. There it is. And rely on him instead of our own strength. If we are weak, it's because we do not wait on the Lord, because we moved out ahead. And so practical atheists will have all these things in their minds, but maybe attend church, but never makes any difference in their lives. You're not connected to the Almighty God then. You haven't gotten the... And somebody said, I found the Lord. He's not playing hide and go seek. He seeks you.
That's right.
But you are to seek him at the same time.
That's right.
Then it says, they shall mount up with wings. Now think about... Well, let me get back to this part. He also told that we would renew our strength. It's strength that was once received when we first came to the Lord in weakness and no might. Then that strength is renewed as we wait on the Lord. It's from a basic meaning to change. It means to put on afresh. Here, it means keep putting on fresh strength, and the Lord does that daily. We're renewed daily. Mm-hmm. Then it says, they shall mount up with wings like eagles. This is the measure of strength the Lord gives us, strength to soar above everything else. And, of course, that'd be a great time to even talk about an eagle and their majesty. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the purpose of the strength the Lord gives, strength to move forward and progress for him. It isn't strength to show off, but strength to go forward. The Lord doesn't strengthen us to put on some display of we're more spiritual than the next one, and because God doesn't show up and show out. I mean, no. That's not our God. That's a human flesh thing. God is majestic. He's powerful. And he's always present. But the purpose of the strength that he gives, they should run and not be weary and walk and not faint. This is the purpose of the strength the Lord gives, strength to move forward. I keep saying that. And it's not a strength to put on display. Weak in Isaiah 49 and faint in Isaiah 40 are from the same word that means failure through loss of inherent strength. Weary is a different word, which means exhausted because of the hardness of life. So, if we're worn out for this reason, God is here to give us strength that we will wait on him. Mm-hmm. Now, notice the order. It seems strange at first. First, we mount it with wings like eagle. Then we run, then finally we walk. Does that seem out of order? It does, doesn't it? Not at all when you think about it. First, we recognize that we soar into heavenly places in Christ. Then we set ourselves on the course to run the race, Hebrews 12:1. Then we are in a good place to walk the walk because we're walking it in our strength. Mm-hmm. There's the order. Make mm-hmm. sense to you, Brian Marshall, side bottom the first?
I think you're making sense.
I hope so.
You are.
Now here's the question. Renewal comes when we exchange our weakness for God's strength and through trust, surrender, and hope. Those are the elements here. Have you ever felt worn out, spiritually, emotionally, or physically?
Oh, yeah. You know, as mentioned the other day, matter of fact, my pastor mentioned it, said, do you feel like the Lord's just sometimes, that he's just not there? But he is.
If you go by emotions, you're going to feel it.
Yeah, that's
emotions
true.
Will pick you up and set
yes.
you down.
Yes.
You live by faith, not by emotions.
That's right. That's right. Very true.
Yeah. And emotions come. But if you're just relying on that, you're going to be miserable the whole time because you're living for the next high mm-hmm. instead of in a relationship with the Lord. Mm-hmm. We live in a weary world, as I've described from the passage. People are tired from worry, from work, family struggles, politics, as I mentioned earlier, and the pace of life. Yeah, I found out that my favorite place is home lately. Mm-hmm. Even believers, those who truly love Jesus, sometimes grow weary in their journey. Vance Havner said this, we're not only to run well, but to run long, and we can't do that in our own strength. That's exactly where we find God's people in Isaiah 40 that I've already talked about. They were discouraged, they were displaced, and distant from home. So in their weariness, they began to wonder, has God, have you forgotten me? But God, through Isaiah, gives them this beautiful reminder. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the one that created the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. He doesn't even sleep.
Never.
You can try to work it out, but in your own strength, you're not going to.
Mm-mm.
Friend, when we're weak, he's strong. I just want to say that, and it's true. When you've come to the end of yourself, you're just beginning to discover his sufficiency. First of all, in verse 28, it's the greatness of our God. I like that. Isaiah starts by lifting their eyes from their circumstances to the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
Let me remind you today, and as I remind myself on this morning show, God is eternal, and we are as well. You're going to live forever.
That's right.
You're either going to live with the Lord for eternity or in a devil's hell. Which one is it? But you will live forever.
That's it.
God never grows old, never runs out of time, never weakens. So he's the same, as he says, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
So he's the Creator. The Creator. Everything exists and owes its existence to him. The one who made the galaxies is not overwhelmed by my problems,
mm-hmm.
nor yours.
Nope.
And then he's unfailing. In other words, he can handle them. He neither faints nor is weary. Now, we run out of energy. I know sometimes I wake up and say, I think I just did this.
Yeah. And it's time to start all over again.
Yeah. But God never does run out of energy.
Nope.
We lose heart. He never wavers.
Mm-mm.
We grow weary. He's tireless. So here it is. Renewal begins by not focusing on our weakness, but remembering his greatness.
Mm.
Now, you can take 1 million buckets of water out of the ocean, and it will still be full.
Mm-hmm.
You can draw on God's strength every hour and every day, and it will never run out.
Mm.
Try to take in a water bucket and try to empty the ocean.
It's not going to happen.
Not with God either.
Mm-mm. Never.
Ah, what a great God we serve.
Yes.
Now, the generosity of his grace is found in verse 29. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. This is the heart of the gospel, really. God gives power to the powerless. He delivers in filling empty hands and strengthening faint hearts. How does he do that? First of all, he gives power freely. God does not criticize the weary. He energizes them. He doesn't condemn the weak. Mm-hmm. He strengthens them. So I would say, and I will confess, and I hope you will too, that I need that power.
Mm-hmm.
I need that energy.
Absolutely.
Come to the power of the Holy Spirit to mm-hmm. sustain you, not my emotions, not my fretting, not my worrying.
That's right.
But by the power of great God Almighty and the generosity of his grace. Well, good morning. It's time for something else.
It
Ron,
is, Johnny.
Ron just keeps staring at me.
Yeah, I just keep looking at you. Just
daggers.
Do you feel it? No.
Do you feel the pain?
Johnny Erickson Tata, sharing hope.
This is Shauna on Johnny Erickson Tata, sharing hope. Take a peek with Johnny and me into the Garden of Eden. What do you see?
It's wonderful to imagine what that garden must have looked like. The first animals, the first flowers, and trees. Well, we know that there was the tree of life in the middle of the garden, but perhaps you did not realize there were two trees in the middle of the garden. Listen to Genesis chapter 2, verse 9, and then let me flip over to Genesis chapter 3. Right after the man and woman ate the fruit, it says, quote, "In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And the Lord God said, the man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to now reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever." Wow. It's the old story. The serpent beguiled Eve, and she and her husband ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Suddenly, they understood the difference between what was good and what was evil. And because they did not obey God, death and sorrow and disease became a fact of life. Now, some people think that God was unkind in banishing Adam and Eve from the garden, but not so. God was just. Because God is just, from the very beginning, disobedience carried a penalty. Fellowship between God and man had been completely severed. So, God was just, but get this, he was also kind, very kind. Because listen to this from chapter 3. After God drove the man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth, now get this, to guard the way to the tree of life. How good and merciful of God to keep diseased and sin-sick man from eating of the tree of life. Because a tree of life is a big deal. If you look in the book of Revelation, it's right there. When we get to heaven, we will eat of the tree of life. We'll live forever. Had Adam and Eve not been banished from the garden to prevent them from eating from the tree of life, it is likely that mankind, in his very sad and sorry sinful state, would have lived forever. Yes, in his sinful state forever. That is terrible. Oh my goodness, how awful. Who wants to live forever in a body of sin and death? Certainly not me. So when you read about God throwing Adam and Eve out of the garden and setting up strong angels to prevent them from coming back, he's not being unfair. He's certainly not being unkind. Far from being a story of heavy-handed, cruel justice, the real story in the garden is one of God's wisdom, compassion, and protection. Because like I said, the tree of life not only grew in the Garden of Eden, but it will one day grow in the new heavens and new earth. Revelation chapter 22, on each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. Praise God, I'm so grateful that the Lord prevented Adam and Eve and all their sin from reaching for the fruit on the tree of life. But you and I can reach for that tree as we reach out for the cross, where the Lord of life died not only for Adam and Eve's sin, but for your sin and mine.
Oh, friend, hold fast to that cross, and you'll experience what it means to really eat and enjoy fruit from the tree of life. Enjoy eating from that tree today as you open up the Word of God. And when you have a chance, visit us at johnnyradio.org.
Hello and welcome. I'm Ken Cummins, and here's today's Word in 60 Seconds. The Bible says in Ephesians 5:14, "Therefore he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." A minister while preaching noted most of his congregation was asleep. He stopped the sermon and asked a deacon to pass the offering plate. The deacon woke up red-faced and reminded him the offering had already been taken. His response, "Never mind, take up another one. I intend to make them pay for their lodging as well as spiritual food." By the time the second offering was taken up, the congregation was wide awake. I am praying that the church in the United States will wake up from our slumber with eyes wide open and seize a moment to share the hope that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Are you awake? I'm Ken Cummins, and that's today's Word in 60 Seconds. And remember, the world needs King Jesus.
Just a real positive influence to keep our mindset where it should be and focused on God and loving others.
100% listener-funded missionary radio.
Carathon may be over, but the impact you've made is just beginning. Your generosity is reaching far beyond what we could have imagined, and we're so grateful.
But the journey doesn't stop here.
If you weren't able to give, don't worry. You can still jump in and make a difference today. Head over to our website at missionary.radio and help us continue bringing light and hope to others. Together, we've got this.
100% listener-funded missionary radio.
Sharing the gospel worldwide with TWR, Missionary Radio.
Well, good morning to you. 7:44:16 now in front of the hour. And this is The Front Porch with Brian Marshall, side bottom the first. I'm Ken Cummins. And we're talking from Isaiah 40:28 and following. And we're looking at verse 29, and we talked about he gives power to the weak. He increases our strength continually. This isn't a one-time boost. It's an ongoing supply. His mercies, the scripture says, are new every morning. So God's strength flows best into surrendered vessels. The more we admit our weaknesses, the more his power rests upon us. It is his power, not ours. And he gives us strength to carry on. And you've seen folks that are while ago you were commenting on Johnny Erickson Tata.
Yes.
And we can only imagine what Johnny has gone through since 1967. Mm-hmm. And Brian and I were discussing Ken Tata. I never met the man in my life.
Yeah.
But what an extraordinary love that he has for the Lord and for his wife.
Yes.
And you can just say she's entirely paralyzed and do nothing for herself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yet emanating and coming from that wheelchair is a ministry that has touched millions and still does.
That's right. That's right.
Now, how can you say that God hasn't used the weak and strengthened her?
That's right.
And she what she has to go through even to record those broadcasts, if you want to do a little background thing, you'll understand to even get wind in her lungs even to speak.
Yeah.
It's an ordeal.
Really is.
But listen to her, she sings and delivers.
That's right.
That's the strength of our God.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But and also she, the determination.
She loves God.
Oh, my goodness.
She loves God.
And that's just one of many examples, but that's a primary one that we were discussing off mic that I think we should underline right now, that the Lord strengthens her. Mm-hmm. And Johnny Erickson Tata giving hope or sharing hope. And I know that we still want to call it the old thing, Johnny and Friends.
Yeah.
Just like everybody won't let us change our name. But
that's
true. Just Johnny Erickson Tata sharing hope. That's what she wants to call it, and and so shall it be.
So shall it be.
And so that's what she's doing, is sharing hope.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yes, absolutely.
Powerful. And just that little 4-minute segment.
Mm-hmm.
Thinks about the strength that it gives us every day as we listen to her share.
Yep.
That's God.
It's God.
So God's strength flows best then into a surrendered vessel, like her, like you, like me.
Mm-hmm.
For example, a glove by itself can't do anything. It's just a glove. But when a hand feels it, it comes alive with purpose, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You and I are like the glove. Unless on our own, useless on our own, really, but powerful when filled with the hand of God. The Bible says also, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. He said, don't be surprised by exhaustion. It happens to everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
No one is exempt. The young and the strong run out of energy. We're human beings. But human strength has its limits. The best athletes, the sharpest minds, and the most disciplined people all reach a breaking point. So burnout can happen, is what I'm saying, if you want to bring that term in, when we depend on ourselves instead of the Lord. God never asked us to do his work in our own power. Remember that. We cannot. Now, this we can relate to, I think. A phone battery must be recharged every day. No one expects it to run indefinitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yet how often do we expect our souls to run without spiritual recharge?
Mm.
Oh, I don't need to get in the Bible. I don't need to go to church. You know,
true.
God understands. I get amazed when folks can't even sit for an hour.
I know.
And they say, I'll give you an hour. It's just like Vance Havner says, they start at 11 o'clock sharp and leave at 12 o'clock dull.
Mm-hmm. And I know you being a pastor and preacher, you see people looking at their watches.
Well, what I don't get is unless you're on TV or something like that, Brian, why you even need a clock in the sanctuary.
That's true. We don't. We don't.
I knew I loved you for something.
Yeah, we don't
For what reason? please help me with that.
When I'm at church, I'm there. You know, if it lasts an hour or 2 hours, whatever. I mean, you know, and we've been there, and we've been there 3 hours sometimes.
The church I'm a member of, I'm never there because I'm out preaching.
Sure.
But I like what they do. They'll have a countdown to worship, but they don't have a clock that shows up and tells the pastor to quit preaching.
Yeah. Yeah.
He quits when he's done.
There you go.
I love that.
Yep.
And it's very well done, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it said, let him run.
Let him run.
Yeah.
If it's good, just keep it going.
Okay. That's another subject. Now, let's talk about verse 31, the gift of waiting. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Here's the turning point. Renewal through waiting. Huh. Wait doesn't mean doing nothing, as I said earlier. It means active trust, hopeful expectation, patient dependence. It's the posture of a servant watching for the master's command, or a child waiting for their father's hand. I like that thought. Mm-hmm. We're waiting for the Lord.
Yes.
When he says go, do it.
That's right.
He said, move on out in faith. Don't just sit around, well, I'm waiting on the Lord. And like you're, and look, I'm just miserable, but I'm waiting on the Lord. Mm-hmm. I'm miserable.
Yeah. Yep.
That's not it.
That's not it.
While you're waiting, do something.
That's right.
Don't. What's your last command? I know what it is. It's a great commission for us all.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I don't know what to do and what God's will is. Are you making disciples? Are you telling the lands about Jesus?
That's it.
Are you investing your time in the kingdom of heaven?
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me you don't know what the will of God is.
That's right.
Well, I don't know how to do it. Well, are you getting instructed? Are you making yourself available so you can be taught? It's hard to feed the sheep. They don't show up.
Very true.
Just a thought.
That's very true.
Don't get mad at me, the messenger. The miracle of renewal. They shall renew their strength. The word renew means to exchange. We give God our weakness. He gives us his strength. And that's a great exchange, isn't it?
Very good.
It's not a recharge. It's a replacement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I recharge is smarter than me phone, as Roy used to call them.
Oh,
yes. But here is the thing. You think about this with what I'm saying. We get new lives for old.
Yeah.
It's a great exchange, as I think it was Stephen Curtis Chapman's song. Great song. The marks of renewal. They said, here they go. They soar. They should mount up with wings like eagles. They rise above their circumstances, carried by the wind of the Holy Spirit. You cannot work without the power of the Spirit.
That's right.
The Holy Spirit. He will fill you and guide you, and he will strengthen you. They run. They serve with endurance and enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm waiting on the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm just miserable.
Yeah.
You want me to stop that. But have you met a specimen like that?
Oh, yes.
Now, that doesn't mean there may not be a frown on your face once in a while, mm-hmm. or a little head hanging down. But to keep on as if, I call them practical atheist.
Yeah.
That's a word for today, practical atheist.
Practical.
Say they believe God, but sure don't act like it.
Yeah. There's a lot of those, believe it or not.
Too many.
Too many.
But overcome that. That we serve a great God, an awesome God.
We do.
And they said, then they finally walk. They stay faithful and go the distance.
Mm.
And then, you know, somebody started out to get all excited, and then the fun wears out. So do they.
Yeah.
The eagle doesn't fight the wind. He uses it.
Mm-hmm.
When storms come, it spreads its wings and lets the current lift it even higher. That's what waiting on the Lord looks like, letting his power carry you above the storm.
Amen.
Now, Brian, we shall bow our heads, and Brian shall take an offering. That's a joke. Don't take that seriously.
Oh.
But think about that great passage today, and he will strengthen you.
Amen.
I just wanted to walk through that. So don't hang your head down. Look up. Look up.
That's right.
Look within. He's there.
He's there.
He will strengthen you.
Amen.
Don't grow weary in well-doing. In due season you shall reap if you faint not. Don't quit.
That's right.
It's not in your own grit. It's in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, when Brian wakes up, we'll have another program here.
Yeah.
Preached him right to sleep.
You did. Just wore me out. No, it was good.
Have a great day, bro.
Thanks for listening to The Front Porch here on Missionary Radio, your community Christian station. And join us again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.